And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 5th of November, 2014. The day observed with bonfires in the UK. As it says in the rhyme, "Remember, remember the 5th of November, the gunpowder treason and plot. I know of no reason why the gunpowder treason should ever be forgot." It's Guy Fawkes Day, and across Britain, people may light bonfires to remember the day in 1605 when the gunpowder plot was broken up. It was in the time of King James I when Catholics were persecuted in England, and so a group of Catholics hatched a plot to blow up the Houses of Parliament and kill the king. 36 barrels of gunpowder in a cellar underneath the House of Lords, and it was guarded by a man named Guy Fawkes when the king's men stormed in and arrested him. It was on this day, 1930, a Swedish newspaper reporter telephoned the novelist Sinclair Lewis to tell him that he had won the Nobel Prize in Literature. Lewis at first thought it was a joke, but in fact he was the first American to win the Nobel Prize in Literature. He told a friend at the time, "This is the end of me. I cannot live up to it." And he used his Nobel lecture to talk about all the other writers who might have been chosen, Dreiser and Eugene O'Neill, Willa Cather, Hemingway, Faulkner. It's the birthday of Ida Tarbell, born Hatch Hollow, Pennsylvania, 1857. She was working for McClure's magazine when she was assigned to write an expose of Standard Oil and John D. Rockefeller. She spent 2 years investigating and got evidence that Standard Oil was colluding with railroad companies to drive smaller refineries out of business. The articles were collected into a book, and the federal government began antitrust prosecution, and the breakup of the company was finally decided by the Supreme Court in 1911, a major American corporation brought down by a journalist. And it's the birthday of historian Will Durant, born in North Adams, Massachusetts, 1885, who wrote an 11-volume history of the human race, the story of civilization, offered for sale by the Book of the Month Club for $29.95. It sold more than 500,000 copies. Here's a poem for today by Katha Pollitt, a poem with a word in the last line, sighing, which is not S-I-G-H-I-N-G, but which is S-C-Y-T-H-I-N-G. Katha Pollitt's poem, November 5th, Riverside Drive. The sky, a shock, the ginkgos, yellow fever. I wear the day out, walking. November, and still light stuns the big bay windows on West End Avenue. The park brims over with light like a bowl, and on the river a sailboat quivers like a white leaf in the wind. How like an 18th-century painting, this year's decorous decline. The sun still warms the aging marble porticos and scrolled pavilions, past which an old man, black-coated apparition of Voltaire, flaps on his constitutional. Clear air, clear mind, as if he could outpace darkness, sighing home like a flock of crows. Katha Pollitt's poem, November 5th, Riverside Drive, from Antarctic Traveler, published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.